T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Seven on a Saturday. It's cloudy. It's chilly. It feels like November. It's almost November anyway. 31 degrees. North winds at 10 miles an hour. College football tonight at TCF Bank Stadium. The Little Brown Jug will be in the house. Michigan and Minnesota go at it. The Wolverines slight favorites going into this game. Both teams are ranked. And a man who covers the Golden Gophers for the Pioneer Press joins us on the line, Andy Greeter. Andy, how you been?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, good. It does feel like a potential November game at TCF Bank Stadium. Feels like a late-season game. Instead, it's the opener tonight.
Yeah, it's a weird world we live in. Everybody knows it. But, yeah, I mean, the Gophers are starting their season tonight against a Michigan team that is ranked 19th. The Gophers are 21st. The Little Brown Jug is here. College game day kicked things off this morning. There'll be no fans in the stands, but this will be a big game, the best game on the Big Ten slate to start things off.
Yeah, and this Minnesota program under P.J. Fleck, he has certainly turned it around from what they did a year ago, winning the bowl game, and then ultimately getting a season this year. Rashad Bateman is back. They have an established quarterback. And as we talked in the past, a week ago, Andy, there are holes that need to be filled, but P.J. Fleck has now got a pipeline of talent coming in. He continues to get recruits. Clearly the program's in the right direction, but there is no doubt getting the Little Brown Jug back would be a signature win.
Yeah, absolutely. PJ's first year, just to show how far this program has come, PJ's first year, they go to the Big House and they get smoked. I think it was 33-10. I think they gave up like 370 yards on the ground. PJ had to suspend a player for throwing a punch. Demery Croft was the quarterback at the time, and he was ineffective, to put it kindly. And it was the first blowout loss for PJ, and they were never in that game. And now you fast forward 3 years later, and they're, you know, right there nip and tuck with one of the blue blood programs in college football. And I think a lot of Gopher fans would be disappointed if they lose tonight, and not expecting to lose just because of where this program has gone in the last couple of years and the talent. You mentioned the offense, and I mean, just to have a quarterback of Tanner Morgan's skill in this program is, you know, kind of unprecedented. To have somebody like that back that had that much success, and it just gives you that confidence that he could be an X factor in winning a crucial game like this.
Yeah, and one of the things that has impressed me about Tanner Morgan is how unflappable he is. Not too high, not too low. And that's got to have a steadying influence. And then you have a legitimate NFL first-round pick in Rashad Bateman. That is another gigantic advantage.
Yeah, for sure. I'd imagine that, you know, just that combination gives Mike Sanford Jr., the new offensive coordinator, you know, this section of the play card that is going to be at the top of Don Brown's Michigan defensive coordinator's list of things to stop because of how dangerous Rashad Bateman was last year. He averaged 20 yards a catch, which is a big play every single time. And that is something that Michigan's going to have to account for. They lost three of their starting secondary members, and there was some talk out of Michigan earlier this week out of Ann Arbor saying that they weren't going to double team Rashad Bateman. I mean, we'll see if that was some gamesmanship or not. But he is somebody that you have to account for. And there's playmakers around him, too. I mean, Muhammad Ibrahim had 1,000 yards 2 years ago. And he was behind Roddy Smith, who was healthy again last year. So his numbers weren't as impressive. But this is a guy that has gotten it done. And Chris Amon-Bell is the number two wide receiver. And he's made big plays. Just look at the top screen against Penn State in that win. The catch in the back of the end zone against Fresno State. Mike Sanford Jr. is expected to use the tight ends, which is something that Kirk Ciarrocca did so limitedly in his 3 years here. And Brevin Spanford is 6'7", 270 pounds, very athletic, is a guy that needs to be accounted for and could see some targets that just further diversifies this offense.
On the other side of the ball, Andy, you alluded to it a week ago, and if you really sit down and look at it, they lost some big-time talent on the defensive side of the ball. We'll find out who's going to step up.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, seven starters, four NFL draft picks, four right. Your leading tacklers. Antoine Winfield Jr., a generational type player back there. Just a lot of playmakers in a lot of spots. And Joe Milton is the new quarterback for Michigan, and he's imposing. He's 6'5", 270, has a rocket arm, is mobile, athletic, and there's going to be three new defensive linemen, two new linebackers, a new nickelback, a new free safety, and all of those guys are going to need to step up and make plays, because the offense, you have known quantities, and the defense, you have a lot of unknown variables.
Yeah, Andy, and really any football game is kind of a three-legged stool: offense, defense, special teams. What can we expect on the special team side? What do you see there? Because that's a big part of the football game.
Yeah, for sure. The Gophers were bad on special teams last year. They had trouble kicking the ball. They had trouble covering it. They had trouble with field goals, punting average. Pretty much every facet of special teams, the Gophers were near the bottom of the Big Ten, and sometimes near the bottom of the country in production and numbers. And they need to improve in that area. They are going to have a new returner. Demetrius Dunn retired. He had some big moments, like the kickoff return or the punt return for a touchdown to win the Axe 2 years ago. But he didn't make a lot, break off a lot of plays. Michael Lance was a true freshman last year, and he was kind of broken in softly. They didn't try a lot of big kicks with him to kind of shape his confidence. They got a new punter, Mark Crawford, who's 26 years old and a freshman. From Australia, but that's the trend. That's where the kicking game is going, and they expect him to have a big leg. So, yeah, I mean, those plays on special teams, especially in close games, big games, can make a world of difference, and the Gophers need to improve fast over what they were last year.
A lot of enthusiasm and a lot of good news on the recruiting front. I know it doesn't translate to the field today, but it shows the momentum the program has. And really, with the number of games, you've got a nationally televised game tonight. You've got Friday night games that are nationally televised for the Golden Gophers. That only aids in recruiting. It's got to be a big, big benefit and a lot of excitement around this program because of the number of recruits and the exposure the program's getting.
Yeah, I mean, last year, they go 11-2, win the Outback Bowl, knock off Penn State, have College Game Day, all huge moments. But at the same time, most of the recruiting class had already been committed before they had this historic success. So the boost was expected in this year's recruiting class. And, they're in the top five in the Big Ten. They're in the top 25 nationally. They just got a recruit here this morning, Jacob Schuster, a 300-pound defensive tackle from Washington. Who had a Michigan offer, so in some respects, the Gophers have put one on the board already here today on Saturday. But he had a lot of West Coast offers. They've got 17 guys in the class now, and they had a hole at defensive tackle, and they filled it in a big, big way here this morning.
Yeah, and the kid, not only Michigan, but I remember stay at home at Washington or go to Stanford. That's impressive that Minnesota beat out Stanford. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he must have the grades to be able to get in there. So it sounds like he's a good kid. Washington is a great program on the West Coast. He's from Olympia, Washington, and that's an hour's drive from Seattle, right, where Washington is. And yeah, if you're able to pluck a guy out of there. They don't get a lot of guys out of the West Coast. They don't recruit heavily out there. But when you're able to do that, it just kind of shows the reach that you can have. And I'm sure P.J. Fleck and Chad Wilt, the defensive line coach who headed up his recruiting, were talking about tonight's game, talking about game day here, talking about being ranked, talking about being 11-2 last year. All of those things to say, hey, come here and be part of something special. And tonight was undoubtedly a big part of their sales pitch.
And, you know, fans in the stands at TCF Bank Stadium, a disappointment because you felt like momentum was growing for this program, especially after what had transpired in 2019 and then ultimately the win over Auburn down in Florida in the bowl game, that this was going to be the year where it started to turn into a tough ticket at TCF Bank Stadium. We'll never know. So game day at the U, it's going to be unusual. We've seen it already all over the country in previous weeks, and now we're seeing it, Camp Randall, nobody there. It is what it is.
Yeah, I think it's stranger than other sports, to be honest. I was a little depressed last night watching the Badgers Illini game just because of no fans in the stands. And college football is one of the few where they're so vibrant. They're such a huge part of it. Student section, fans, tradition, pageantry, all of those things that go along with this sport are now gone. And it feels like, you know, you're playing in empty stadiums, and it just has an absent feel to it. Yeah, I mean, today's game would have been a sellout. And the Gophers had that towards the end of last year, and that's something that they haven't had here in a long, long time, at least consistently. And this has a huge impact on the Gophers. The Gophers had nearly $10 million in ticket revenue in the last fiscal year, and now without football games with fans in the stands and not likely for basketball or hockey and go on down the list, that's going to have a huge ramification, a huge impact on what they're able to do going forward with, you know, having to cut sports and having to trim things and trim budgets. And it hurts for the scene here today, and it hurts long-term as well.
Yeah, and the good news is, though, they were able to restart the season and at least capture the television money, BTN and all their television partners. Tonight's game on ABC, Minnesota and Michigan at TCF Bank Stadium. Michigan, a slight favorite. The little brown jug will be in the house, and it's just a cool trophy. You know, the oldest trophy in sports or college football. I mean, that adds to it. Even though Minnesota and Michigan don't play every year anymore because, you know, one's in the West, one's in the East, it's still really a cool trophy. Great story.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's been around since 1903.
Yeah.
It was mentioned on game day today that it was purchased for 30 cents back in the day.
Well, that was big money.
It was big money then for sure. But, yeah, I mean, it has a very, you know, unique story to it, and the Gophers wouldn't give it up after Michigan had left it here after a game and said, hey, let's play for it. And it just has, you know, this organic feel to it where other trophies don't have quite that much. Even for the Rosedale with Iowa, the second trophy that they've had, they haven't done it that long. You know, the Governor's Bell was something that was started in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, this one and, you know, Paul Bunyan's axe, I think, just separated it a little bit more from the pack. And I think it adds a little something to it where you don't play every year. So if the Gophers lose tonight, then they won't have it, you know, for an even longer stretch. They haven't won at home against Michigan since 1977. They haven't won in the series since 2014. And those numbers add up quickly when you don't play every year, so it puts more influence, added, you know, weight and stake into the game.
All right, the jug on the line tonight. Andy, thanks for the time. I know you're going to be busy. Look forward to your work in the Pioneer Press and online at TwinCities.com. Take care.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, there he is, Andy Greeter.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.